What's going on, everyone? It's Jake back with another episode of Fantasy End Zone. On today's show, I will be giving you the rundown of the injury report because it's always a long list. Matchup reviews, what I'm going to think about the matchup, and giving you my prediction of who's going to win the game. And of course, my start and sits of the week. But before I get into all that, I want to share exciting news. I have paired with Player Profiler. It's a fantasy platform where they have detailed analysis, player rankings. They host great fantasy podcasts also, and so much more. Go over there and check them out. With that, I have been and still doing news blurbs for them, working with their social media. But now, starting this coming Monday, I will be on the Player Profiler News Today. That is going to be like a live episode of on their YouTube channel. So go ahead and check them out. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe them. I'll be on Monday at 5:45 Central Standard Time. I'll be covering news that happened from around the league that day, and I'll be covering some of the games that happened on Sunday. Of course, the injury report is always long. Let's start with the Kansas City and Carolina game. Miles Sanders practice on Wednesday. He might be able to give it a go. Adam Thielen was limited still with his hamstring, so it's hard to say what's going to happen with him. Isaiah Pacheco, he's been practicing this week for the Chiefs. Kareem Hunt with his knee injury, he's been limited. And same with Juju Smith-Schuster with his hamstring. The Viking-Bears game, Sam Darnold, foot injury. He should be able to give it a go. And Aaron Jones, ribs, was a full participant. DeAndre Swift got added to the injury report with the groin injury. So it could be Roschon Johnson week for the Bears this week. Titans in Houston. Ridley, illness. I'm guessing he's probably going to play. Tajay Spears, concussion, did not practice. I'm going to say he's not playing this week. Lions and Colts. Sam Laporta, shoulder, was a full participant, so he should be playing. Nothing for the Colts. Patriots and Dolphins. Austin Hooper, neck injury. He was limited. Tyreek Hill, wrist, was limited. And Raheem Mostert was a full participation. Buccaneers and Giants. Mike Evans coming back from his hamstring injury. He should be good to go. He's been full limited this week. Bucky Irving has been full participant. He's probably going to be on the injury report just because of his toe injury all season the rest of the way. But he is a full participation. Dallas and Washington. Jaden Daniels, ribs. He's got no longer a injury destination. And the kicker, Austin Siebert, he's been limited, so it's hard to say if he's going to give it a go this week. Brandon Cooks was limited this week, and CeeDee Lamb was limited as well. Broncos versus Raiders. Doesn't look like much. Zamir White, quad, he's questionable, and Alexander Mattison is questionable as well. So with those two out, maybe it could be Amir Abdullah or Dylan Lobby. Be on the lookout for either one of them. 49ers and Packers. Christian McCaffrey was given a rest day, but he's going to be back. Brock Purdy is going to be playing. George Kittle, hamstring, was limited, but he should be playing as well. On the other side, the Packers, Josh Jacobs, quad and calf, he was limited, but he should be able to give you a go. Arizona and Seattle, it looks like Noah Fant, groin, he should be good to go as well. Eagles and Rams, Devontae Smith, his hamstring, he was not at practice, I don't believe. Yeah, did not practice. Jalen Hurts, ankle, was limited. Ravens and Chargers does not have any of their injuries out there yet. So with that, we'll go into the matchups this week. In the matchups, I have been relatively good. I started this week 10. Week 10, I found out I was 9-4, not the best. Week 11, I was 10-3, a lot better than what I was. So week 12, we're going to try to get even better. I got a 73% win percentage. Let's cover the games. Vikings and Bears. I'm going with the Vikings. I think their defense is just really good. I don't know. Do I want to go with the Bears now? I mean, they both got really good defenses. But, yeah, I'm going with the Vikings because I just think they're a better team overall at this point of the season with the Bears. They're still kind of figuring out their identity, in my opinion. Do they want to be run heavy? How are you going to help Caleb Williams? Is DeAndre Swift even playing this week? Who knows? I'm sticking with the Vikings. I think Jefferson is going to have a decent game, but I think overall the Vikings defense looks a lot better. Lions and Colts. I'm going Lions on this one. They just put up another 50 burger, and I think Colts, I know they Anthony Richardson played well last week. I think he's going to regress a little bit, but I still think Lions are a much better team. They're a better scoring team than the Colts. So if they're going to get in a shootout, which we all love to see in fantasy, Lions still take this one. Patriots versus Dolphins. I'm taking the Dolphins. I know the Patriots been slow and steady, but the Dolphins, Tua just looked like he is getting back into a rhythm after his concussion. Last week was his first game that he actually had that he performed really well, in my opinion. So I think they continue that trend. Buccaneers at the Giants. I'm taking Buccaneers. I love Baker Mayfield in this one. He's been great all season. I just like them coming off a bye week, and they are getting Mike Evans back this week, it sounds like. So it could be wheels up on Evans. Cowboys at the Commanders. Cowboys, I think it's just a lost season for them this year. I'm going with the Commanders easily. I like what Jaden Daniels has done. I like the running back, Brian Robinson, and Austin Eckler has been really good too. I think Terry McLaurin has a decent game comeback on this one compared to last week. He had a pretty much dud. Chiefs versus Panthers. Ah, man, this is tough. Yeah, right. Give me the Chiefs in this one. I think Patrick Mahomes has a couple touchdowns, but this is a great game for Isaiah Pacheco to come back to, in my opinion. Just because it's a softer defense. And on the flip side, I don't think Hubbard is going to run well against the Chiefs defense, making them a pass team. And we all know what Bryce Young can do, even though they are coming back or off a bye week. And for the first time in Bryce Young's career, back-to-back wins. Titans at Texans. Give me the Texans. I think C.J. Stroud has a good game. It's a divisional opponent. He's home. He's going to have Nico back for another week that he's now healthier. I think they're going to have a great game together, those two. Broncos and at Raiders. Give me the Broncos. They just been looking a lot better. Their defense is better than the Raiders' offense. I think, and we've seen that last week with the Broncos winning. I like this. Bo Nix has looked unbelievable good, in my opinion, and I think he continues that trend. Cardinals at Seahawks. I wanted the Cardinals at first, but then Seattle has that 12th man at home. And I've liked how Geno and JSN have been pairing up lately. And also, Seahawks just beat a good 49ers team. Give me Seattle in this one, though. I like it. I think JSN has another great week. And I think even Ken Walker runs wild. Eagles at Rams. Give me the Eagles. They look like a far better team. This looks like it could be a shootout game as well because both teams aren't that great against the pass. So I'm thinking Eagles are going to outlast them with a better team overall structure, in my opinion. But, I mean, it's going to hopefully be a shootout. Ravens at Chargers on Monday night. Give me the Ravens. They're going to bounce back from their loss against the Steelers, allowing the Steelers to beat them by not even scoring a single touchdown. I just like Lamar in this one, and I think King Henry has a bounce back game, especially after fumbling the ball last week. And last but not least, 49ers at Green Bay. Give me the Packers. I know right now Packers have been playing really well, in my opinion. 49ers usually have the Packers number, but it is not the playoffs. So give me the Packers in this one. Also, this is like the first week, really, that we're feeling a lot of pressure from bye weeks due to the Falcons being on a bye week. So you got Bijan, you got, you know, Kirk Cousins, Drake London, Pitts, all on bye. You got the Bills, you got Josh Allen, Cooks, Cooper on bye. The Bengals, of course, you got Joe Burrow, Chase Brown that's been playing great, T. Higgins, and the one and only Ja'Marr Chase. Jacksonville, well, you know, hopefully Brian Thomas heals up and gets better for the following week. Saints, you got Kamara. I mean, Derek Carr, if you were spot starting him, not much for receiver because Chris Olave is still on the IR. Maybe MVS gets to know the playbook more. And, of course, the Jets. Who the hell knows what's going on with them? They're scary. Aaron Rodgers, I think he's faded into his dust. Breece Hall, though, Davante Adams, and Garrett Wilson. That is your matchups for week 12 in my predictions. So if you're following, it's not, you know, financial advice, but I have been doing really well in those. If you are tailing, my start sits of the week at the quarterback position. My number one is Jalen Hurts versus the Rams. Hurts has given us a lot of rushing yards upside. I think this week they are pass heavy with Saquon coming out of the backfield. He's going to be catching some little dump offs that can take it to the house. You got Devontae Smith, he should be playing even though his hamstring. You got Dallas Goedert, and you got A.J. Brown that's going to be a field stretcher against the Rams. Weak secondary, so I do like Jalen Hurts in this one. In the same game, I'm also sticking with Matthew Stafford. He's got his wide receivers healthy. Hopefully, Puka should be playing with his knee injury. I mean, Christ, he still had over 100 and some yards and a touchdown. Cooper, 100 yards, two touchdowns last week. Huge game. I think Kyren gets some work also out of the backfield, just like Saquon. Stafford had four touchdowns last week. I think he keeps that momentum, and they are home. I like this matchup to be a high scoring, so I like both the quarterbacks in this one. My sneaky start of the week, though, is Justin Herbert at home versus the Ravens. I've mentioned it before, Ravens' pass defense is not that good, in my opinion. And Justin Herbert, last week in the first half, went wild, almost 200 yards passing. I think he had two touchdowns and like 40 or 50 yards on the ground in the first half. Second half, he cooled down, and they almost allowed the Bengals to come back and steal a win from them. But the Ravens have been giving up about 300 yards passing, 2.5 touchdowns throwing as well against the quarterback. So I do like Justin Herbert in this one. Caleb Williams is my – or no, I'm going to say Brock Purdy is going to be the sit of the week. I got to put him there because he's one of the more known players, I guess. So it looks better if it actually hits. But he's facing the Packers defense that over the year, they've been hit or miss. I think they're going to run wild if they're going to have any kind of success against the Packers. So for that, I don't like Purdy passing the ball in Green Bay. And it has been snowing here in Wisconsin. Yes, I'm from Wisconsin, if you didn't know. It's been snowing up around the Green Bay area. So it could be slick ball for Brock Purdy. Plus, I think Jair Alexander, hopefully he's playing. I know he had the knee injury in and out of the lineup last week. But I believe Packers will hold him. And Packers did decent against Caleb Williams. He just got the ball out of his hands a lot faster than what he's been used to. Against the Vikings this week, I think he struggles. So he is a sit for me. Vikings defense is just really damn good. And I am sitting Caleb Williams. My running back starts of the week, David Montgomery. Give me him. He's going to score at least one more touchdown. He's always, I think he's the new CMC touchdown guaranteed player this year. And he's facing the Colts, which Colts run defense is not as great as we all have hoped for it with Buckner in the lineup. But I do not think they are that great. And I think that game could be a shootout too with the Lions taking it. Next, speaking of CMC, I think he, like I said, he runs wild against the Packers. So he is going to have a big day in my opinion. I think it's kind of a given to have CMC as your starting lineup. But this is just confirming it. He is a must start. And my sneaky start of the week, Brian Robinson Jr. against the Cowboys. I think he's projected to have 75.5 yards rushing or 71.5. I'm going to take the over on that. Cowboys have not looked good to me on defense in general. And I think this game will get out of hand, so they will start running the ball. He'll get a touchdown, I'm thinking, as well. I just really like the Brian Robinson this week. My sits of the week is Chuba Hubbard is definitely a sit for me against the Chiefs. Chiefs have been holding the running back position to bare minimum fantasy points and rushing yards. Also, Jonathan Brooks is supposed to play, make his debut, NFL debut, this week, so he might be taking some snaps away from Hubbard. And I just don't like the matchup against the Chiefs. Another one I don't like the matchup is Tony Pollard. I understand he probably is going to get most of the work, so he probably is going to be a workhorse with Tajay Spears battling his concussion, but I think Titans hold him down to bare minimum as well. My wide receiver starts of the week, Mike Evans, wheels up on this guy. Hopefully he's playing. I love Baker this week, and I love Mike Evans. As long as his hamstring holds up, he's going to have at least a touchdown, in my opinion, because he's going to be spoon-fed so many targets this week that it's going to just spill out. JSN is another one. I think he is now becoming Geno Smith's number one wide receiver target. He's played really well the last 2 weeks, almost 300 yards receiving total. And the Cardinals defense is kind of vulnerable against the pass this year. My sneaky start of the week, give me Josh Downs for Colts. He's been playing really well, even with Richardson as a starting quarterback. They've been feeding him. I think he gets another touchdown this week against the Lions that is vulnerable against the pass as well. They give up a lot of points to the wide receiver position. I think Josh Downs does the work. And also, Richardson has a okay-ish day. I don't think they're going to have much volume on the ground unless if somehow Taylor breaks a run, just because the Lions are so good at against the run, meaning they're going to have to pass to be successful in this game. My sits, Jacoby Myers versus Denver. Denver is one of the better defenses, like I've been saying all season. I truly believe they got the best corner in Pat Surtain in the NFL. He's been red hot all year. I don't think Jacoby Myers has a great day against the Broncos. My other sit is Tank Dell versus the Titans. I think Texans is going to win this one, but I think it's going to be Joe Mixon going to have some catches out of the backfield, but also run the ball because he's just been so dominant. I know the Titans are good against the run, but I think Joe Mixon's just different. So he's going to have a good day. But I think more of it's going to go to Nico Collins. He's another week healthy with his hamstring. He's going to have a hell of a week. And I believe that he's going to tear it up. So it's going to be not so much for Tank Dell. And especially the last few weeks, he hasn't been nothing in the last few weeks. Nico out, he should have had a lot better value, but I don't think he's there at all. He is a sit for me. Let's finish off with the tight end position. My start of the week is Dallas Goedert versus the Rams. I think it's just going to be a pass-heavy game for the Eagles against this Rams weak secondary, so I got to sit here and say that Dallas Goedert is going to catch a touchdown. I do have him in one of my props betting, and I think truly believe he's going to have a touchdown. Will Disley. I'm going to put this one out there. I know it's so hard to, always select the top guys, like Brock Bowers, all that stuff. I got to try to go on limbs, and I'm saying Will Disley versus the Ravens. Disley's actually been really good the last few weeks, putting up double-digit fantasy numbers. And against the Ravens team that has had trouble against the pass, so I think Herbert finds him, and also the play action pass has been working really well for the Chargers. I think it does it again this week. And for my last sneaky start of the week at the tight end position, Jatavion Sanders. He's the only one that I would be starting this week for the Panthers. Even with Hubbard having high, he's been red hot, but I think he cools down against the Chiefs. So I think Jatavion Sanders has a decent game against the Chiefs because they're going to have to pass because they're going to be behind in this game, and I think he has a good day. My sits of the week for the tight end position, Sam Laporta. He's been either a start for me or a sit on most of the episodes I've done. I'm going to have him as a sit. Last week he would have been my start of the week, but he did not play because of a shoulder injury. So there's that. But I think they find better value running the ball this week with Gibbs and Montgomery rather than passing against this Colts team. And if they are going to pass, I think they're going to lean on St. Brown and Jameson Williams to also give another week healthy for Laporta, because this team is going to try and make a Super Bowl run. So why not have your playmakers healthy for that? My other one is Dalton Schultz. I just, like I said before, with Tank Dell, I think it's going to be more of a Nico and Mixon week against the Titans. I think they're going to slow it down, run a little bit, but they're going to open up that play action and throw a deep bomb to Nico at some point in this game. I don't see Dalton Schultz, his three catches for 40 yards being great. If I had to predict, that's probably what his max value is three catches, 40 yards. I'm not playing him. Those are my start sits of week 12. And that is, again, another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I appreciate you all listening. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Tune in on Monday as well to the Player Profiler YouTube channel. I will be live at 5:45 Central. And as always, I will have my own podcast episode out on Tuesday, recapping all the Sunday and Monday game and giving you the waiver targets of the week. And as always, thanks again, and I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Peace.